Stopping on the side of the road can be really dangerous. That's why states have these laws to protect people when they have to stop.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. If you see a police car or an emergency vehicle, a tow truck or construction worker on the shoulder or side of a road, it's not just the polite thing to move over. Move over and slow down is the law. The first move over law originated in 1996 in South Carolina, but it's now widely adopted as a safety measure in every state. Even so, many drivers still don't know about it. Joining us to talk about our new report on move over awareness efforts is GAO's Biza Repko, an expert on surface transportation. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So Biza, for those who don't know, what is the move over law?
Well, there's no national move-over law. So move-over laws are state laws, and these laws require a driver to move over, slow down, or both when they're approaching certain types of vehicles on the side of the road. The most common types of vehicles are fire trucks, police cars, and ambulances. But in some states, like Maryland, a driver has to move over for any vehicle that's stopped with flashing lights. And stopping on the side of the road can be really dangerous. That's why states have these laws to protect people when they have to stop.
So you said there's multiple laws, and you gave Maryland as an example, but how do these vary across states? Are they very varied?
They are. So all states' laws cover emergency vehicles, like I talked about before. So they cover fire trucks and ambulances. But there's really been a trend in more states covering more types of vehicles. So things like highway maintenance vehicles or trash trucks or utility vehicles. For one example, Alaska, they have a move-over law that covers animal control vehicles. And Kentucky has a move-over law that covers vehicles, the ones that escort the wide load or those slow-moving trucks and trailers you see on the streets. One thing to kind of know about move-over laws as a driver is that as you're driving and you're crossing state lines, the move-over laws may change. You might go from a law in one state that covers one type of vehicle to a law that covers a different types of vehicle. So, you know, I guess I would say when in doubt, just move over and slow down.
How are states letting drivers know about their laws?
Yeah, so states have lots of different ways that they let drivers know. There's, of course, road signs, you know, like a static road sign or maybe like a dynamic road sign that would change with the conditions that are going on. They've got websites, social media campaigns. Some states do targeted law enforcement campaigns, and that's where officers will pull drivers over for violating the move-over law, and then they issue a warning or a citation and try to educate them about what the law means.
So what happens if I can't move over? Like if there's somebody riding along next to me?
If you can't move over safely, what you should do is slow down. You know, the idea is that you want to enhance safety. So if moving over would, you'd run into another car or something like that, don't do that. Slow down. That would be the right thing to do.
And so far we've talked about the state's efforts, but what about the federal government? What's the Department of Transportation's role in promoting these laws?
So the Department of Transportation has several roles. You know, they give funding, they do research and education related to move over. In 2021, they got some new funding to make available to improve roadside safety, and 27 states qualified for that funding, and they plan to use it to educate the public on their move over laws. And to help the states educate the public, DOT also provides sample public awareness materials for states to use. These are things like press releases, graphics, like videos. And the point of all these materials is you want to help the public understand what the law is and encourage them to move over or slow down if they see a vehicle on the side of the road.
So Biza just told us that each state has its own move-over law, and that the DOT helps states get the word out about their laws by providing education materials and funding for outreach. So Biza, what more do we think the Department of Transportation should be doing to help states promote their move over laws?
So DOT's public awareness materials, they reflect some of the variations in states' laws that we talked about, but not really all of them. Like, for example, their materials include some, but not all the types of the vehicles that the state laws typically cover. And the states, when we talked to them, they told us they like DOT's materials, but some state officials told us, you know, they have limited resources, they have limited expertise, and it's challenging for them to tailor those materials to match their specific state laws. So we recommended that the Department of Transportation update its materials to more fully reflect the types of vehicles that are covered by state laws. These are things we talked about, like highway maintenance, construction, utility, trash, disabled vehicles. And we thought that doing this would help states get the word out about which vehicles their laws cover, and that could ultimately improve safety for those on the road and those on the roadside.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Well, states and DOT do a lot of good work to try to improve the safety of workers and travelers who have to stop on the side of the road. But because stopping on the side of the road can really be dangerous, we think the Department of Transportation should improve the public awareness materials it makes available to states to more fully reflect the types of vehicles and the variation in state laws. And that way, we think that drivers can better understand state laws, and that could enhance roadside safety.
That was Biza Repko talking about our new report on move over laws. Thanks for your time, Biza.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.